damage the heart. So you really cause damage to your organs. It really stresses out. Please, parang consider stress more as a factor for your general health well-being, because it's really not a joke. In fact, I encourage my clients, because I'm not naman a stress nutritionist. Wala naman ganon. I'm really for the diet, but I try to really tell my clients that stress plays a very, very important factor. I could teach you all the tools how to eat properly, but if you don't manage your stress well, wala talaga mangyayari. Although, the good thing is, the beauty of food is, there are nutrients in food that offset the effects of stress on weight gain and disease. There are. So, in fact, I know you know this. I know that once you started your journey with your illness, you turned also to food to help you aid your body to get well. I know that you understand the nutrients that are unlocked in food to help you get well. Stress and nutrition are closely intertwined. In fact, pag meron kang deficiency in a particular nutrient, stressed out na yung body mo. Katulad nito, yung example dyan. Slight iron deficiency reduces oxygen in tissues and the brain, leaving you tired and sluggish. Minsan, ako, I feel that after, kunwari, menstruating, madaling bumaba yung iron ko. I feel so lethargic. Parang kakagising ko pa lang, pagod na ako. Parang hindi ako natulog. Parang natulog ako para mapagod. Parang ganon. Pagising ko, parang tumakbo kong marathon. Diba? And iron helps. Biglang ang sigla-sigla ko na. Ganun yon. Talagang instantly sometimes. It just, like magic, pinatawag ko. Like magic. There are things in food that just makes you just like that. It's a miracle. Parang ganun. So, another thing is, that's already when you're stressed out. But how well your body is nourished will determine whether you can cope with stress and your disease or not. It will is a very, very big indicator of whether you can cope or not. So, ito naman ang example. Ito talaga, this is devoted to weight gain, not just disease. Kanina disease, ito weight gain. This is already, I explained, this is the appetite na talagang you really, really want to eat. Kasi that's the hormone that is secreted to make you want to eat. I don't know kung naka-experience na kayo ng stress eating. But stress eating is an obsession to put something in your mouth. Parang, like I said kanina, gigil na gigil kang maglagay ng pagkain sa bibig mo. Hindi mo alam kung ano yun. And usually, I find that people who are stress eaters, gusto nila may crunch. I think it's because they want to bear down on something. Ganun, yung something like that. So, chips, corn mix, yung basta gusto nila bine-bear down, nag-crunch yung stress eh. So, dito, parang bruxism yan, yung sakit na ganyan, you're stressed out. So parang you want to bear down on something. So, adrenal glands, like I said, releases cortisol, which raises blood sugar, which also makes you insulin resistant. At pag insulin resistant kayo, you pack in fat. You pack in fat. So that's the effect of fat. That's why ang idea, pag kumakain kayo, is to keep your blood sugar constant. Para wag siyang bumaba ng metabolism at wag siyang mag-pack ng fat. Another kind of stress is estrogen loss. Perimenopause. I was just discussing this kanina. Usually, ang mga babae, hindi sila tumataba after menopause. Tumataba sila papuntang menopause. Yung perimenopausal stage. Yung tawag ko creeping obesity, yung araw-araw natutulog kapag gising mo tumataba. Kapag gising mo one day, laki-laki mo na. Parang ganon. Yun yung tawag ko, perimenopausal weight gain. Parang biglang, tulog lang ako, pagising ko, 4 sizes na ako. Hindi nila alam saan nanggaling. I have a lot of clients like that. The thing about the body kasi, pagka nag-lose ka ng estrogen, the body is hormonally afraid of letting go of fat. Because fat, it considers a secondary source of estrogen. So habang, if you're trying to lose the fat while you're exercising, while you're dieting, habang, I have so many clients who get fat while trying to lose fat. Because as your body loses fat, it will vigorously defend that weight and make sure you will not lose that fat, because if you lose that fat, I'm gonna lose my estrogen. So the more you try to lose it, the more it's going to hang on to fat for dear life. So the body is afraid. Generally, what's it saying? Namamatay ako, namamatay ako, namamatay ako. So the body saying, store fat, store fat, store fat, store fat. Don't let go of fat. Fat, fat, fat. Store fat, fat. No fat. No, don't go fat. Fat, stay, fat, stay, fat, stay. Ganun siya. So afraid. So parang nakakapit siyang ganun sa taba. So kahit na healthy diet, exercise, maraming kwento na hindi naman ako makain madami, nag-exercise naman ako regularly, bakit ako tumataba? Diba? Another, inflammation, food sensitivities. When I put my clients on an anti-allergenic diet, an anti-inflammatory diet, ang una-una kong tinatanggal, wheat, gluten, bread. Rice is good. Bread is not. If on a wheat-free, gluten-free diet, kasi somehow, Filipinos do not break down wheat as well. Culturally, I don't think our body is very efficient in breaking down wheat compared to rice. Culturally, kanin tayo eh. So our body is more efficient at breaking down rice. Also, rice is a non-allergenic grain. So we tend to do well with it. Tinanong ako, ano ba yung anti-inflammatory allergenic diet? Ano nang kakainin ko ngayon? Sabi ko, pagkain mangisda. Kanin, isda, gulay. Those are the things. Very simple. You take out wheat, gluten, dairies, and of course, anything with any kind of artificial preservatives of any nature. MSG included, for crying out loud. I'm only saying that because may mga products ngayon sa market that says no artificial preservatives added. Pero may MSG. Because MSG daw is not a preservative. Okay. MSG, I'm not even going into the disease-causing properties of MSG. I'm just going to go into the fat-contributing properties of MSG. It targets a part of the brain that controls your appetite, thus contributing to fat. I call it the biggest fat fertilizer. So anything with MSG, see, anything, please let it go. So when you're going on to an anti-inflammatory, and an anti-inflammatory diet is the best for anybody who's going through cancer. An anti-inflammatory, hypoallergenic, organic diet, free of additives, is the best diet for you people. So, another thing you will take out, chicken. Commercial chicken. Except for free-range, native chicken, hormone-free. Pero meron na yan sa market, ha? Sa palengke, madami. Pero meron ng dalawang brand sa market magnolia, and bounty. Merong mahal yung pamora. Sobrang mahal. Pero meron ng organic, hormone-free commercial chicken. Ang problema sa commercial chicken, it mimics estrogen. And it messes up, especially for women. So, yun ang mga non-negotiables. Preservatives and hormones in your meats, and then gluten and wheat. Dairies also. So, rapid weight loss yan. Parang nawawala lahat ng bloating. Parang it's like what they call false fat. And then after that, your body, what it does, it makes your body feel safe. It says, dako na mamatay, dako na mamatay. Let go, fat. Let go. It's okay. I'm not dying. Let go. Parang ganon. You make your body feel safe. You stop that hormonal chatter. What's that chatter? The chatter that says, I need to survive. I need to survive. Hormonally, you have engaged your body to survive and store fat. So what you want to do is to tell it, it's okay. I'm safe. You can let go. Not afraid. Go. Diba? That's what you're going to do when you go on a hypoallergenic anti-inflammatory diet. So, shift your view away from calories towards a holistic approach. You know that your body is now designed to defend a certain weight. Your body has to feel safe. And that's what I said, you have to quiet the chatter of the hormones. Now, you all know this, that you need to detoxify from allergens. While, I'm so sorry, but most doctors say that we have our organs daw, our liver, we have the very advanced detoxification organs to make sure that we are detoxifying properly. But weight gain is already a sign that demands outweigh support. We do have the best detoxifying organs to do that. But weight gain is a sign that the demand outweighs the support. So like I said, everyone can benefit from a gentle system of additive-free foods, organic fruits, and vegetables. And I'm sure you all know that. This part, you cannot achieve anything. Not a healthy Venus, not health, if you do not let go of any debris, including emotional debris. Okay? Digestive, cellular, and emotional debris. Because whatever it is that you do, whether you eat properly, you exercise properly, if you're burying all of that, your body's going to figure out that you must survive, and you're going to go through all that steps, acute stress, chronic stress, adaptation, disease. Okay? You can never achieve any kind of healthy leanness if you have all that debris. So it has to go through cellular, digestive, and emotional. So what do I have here? Here are stress-repairing nutrients. Flax seeds. Sinong familiar sa flax seeds? All of you. Flax seeds. Tinatanong ako ano daw yung flax seed. Mukha siyang napakaliit na sesame seed. Okay, that's a good vegetable source of omega-3. Because usually we get it from Tuna. Jensen. Tuna. Okay. Another thing is green tea. Green tea.
Do you have any brands?
Okay. I will not recommend the very, very not good brands. There are those na, okay, you will know if you steep them, they don't do anything to the, they don't taste it. They're really mortifying. The best of which would be, of course, leaves. They're the best. But any green tea will do, except for C2 green tea. Sorry. C2 green tea. Okay. And then vitamin C. The peppers contain more vitamin C than fruits. peppers. They contain more vitamin C than oranges. Bell peppers. Okay. Of course, pineapples are there. And then, of course, you have the your green leafy. B vitamins, very, very important yan. Tsaka legumes. Legumes. Ano ba yun?
Beans.
Beans. Beans. Ano ba snap beans? Ano ba patani? Legume. Ano ba mga local na sitaw? Munggo, 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 munggo. Yeah, munggo. Oo, yun nga lang. Oh, green leafy vegetables na lang. Pero, oo, oh, totoo yun, arthritis. Although may issue din ako sa arthritis, hindi lang siya, ito na naman, biglang na segue. Ang arthritis kasi, hindi lang siya preventing yung formulation ng crystals. It's also flushing. So, it's not only one side of the equation, ha? It's not about, kasi usually, lalo na gout, yung gouty crystals. Pag nandiyan na yung crystal, kahit na mag-prevent kang kumain, nandiyan na sa loob eh. So what you do is, you have to melt it and flush it. To melt it, you need things like potassium and apple cider vinegar can help. And then to flush it, you need a lot of things that parang, for sakin, the most effective diuretics would be lemongrass, tubig. Ginagawa mong, gawin mo tsaa ang lemongrass. I advise, okay, ang secret ng Biggest Loser contestants, bakit hindi tayo, okay, worldwide kasi, ang technique ng mga contestants para gumaan sa weighing, hindi uminom ng tubig. 10 araw, 20 days, na nagpipina sila ng dugo. Oo, sa ibang bansa. Tayo kasi, eh kasi yung ibang bansa, wala naman silang luyang dilaw, lemongrass, and all. So, our contestants drink tanglad water. And make them make tea because you pee and pee and pee. So, the reason why I make them pee is to flush inflammation. Kasi nag-workout sila ng 8 oras, magagmaga sila, their joints are inflamed, their muscles are inflamed, so to make that go down, minom sila ng, gabi-gabi, minom sila ng sambong at saka ng salabat for ginger to bring down inflammation. And lemongrass water. Ang tubig namin doon, tanglad tubig. Pinakulo ang tanglad. So you can also do that if you have arthritis because it brings down inflammation. See? Ganong tubig, I replace it with water. Like for example, I'm not a big fan of water. I don't drink enough water. Pero bigyan mo akong tanglad tubig, 3 litro. Ganun. Yung for some reason. So, kesa naman ako minum ng tubig, minum na lang ako ng tanglad water. So, yeah. You cut, you wash of course. And what I like is, I let them cut the stalks. And then in about 1-2 inches, and then I let them boil. When it's running boil, I let them steep it for about 30 minutes or less. But as long as it doesn't turn brown, because then it will be bitter. Has to be light color, tsaka fragrant, yung mabango pa na medyo yellowish. And then I make them take out the leaves and strain it, and yon. Yun lang yung tubig. At masarap pa. Tapos, pag nagsasawa ka na, lagyan mo ng pandan para masarap. Tapos lagyan mo ng cocoa sugar, iced tea na. Kesa situ, sarap pa. Yeah. So, another source is yung tinatawag nating cruciferous vegetables. Ano ba yung cruciferous vegetables? Broccoli, this is the number one food for cancer. Cruciferous vegetables, glucosinolates. Anything na nakakross ng ganyan. Cauliflower, bok choy. And then, you have mangosteen wood. Dun sa polyphenols, grapes, red juice, grape juice, mangosteen. Anything Actually, wala lang ako eh. Bignay? Bignay is, pinapakain lang daw natin yun sa ibon. Pero maliliit siya na berries, which contain more polyphenols than grapes. And then, finally, quercetin. Cabbage, spinach, and garlic. So those are the stress repairing nutrients that will help offset the effects of stress on disease and on weight gain. Okay. Yay! Question? Q&A! Questions? Huh? Saan? Yun. Huh? Hindi. Well, send it. Paano ba ito? Paano ba yung back?
Yes. The question is, sino yung question? Pwedeng, eh, para malaman nila yung ano yung question.
Yeah. You can, well, vitamin A is also an important nutrient, but it's not in the list of, ano, of vitamins. But carrots contains polyphenols. Saan nagbebelong ang carrots? Polyphenols. Contains polyphenols.
Alright. Ano pa ang question natin?
Oh, calcium.
Ayun daw.
Calcium, iron, and it's a green leafy vegetable. So it forms vitamins. Oh, malunggay. It's a miracle guy. Yes, also sayupia. Pero malunggay. Bao malunggay.
So, bao malunggay. What can you do with malunggay? The best way to take it, aside from just eating it with your food?
You know, because I want you to have malunggay 24/7, if you can find powdered malunggay.
Kahit yung herb. Mga binibenta na the box.
Yeah, if you can find, or may mga capsules na, vitamin capsules, yeah, para sa, ano, yeah, breastfeeding. Pero you know, if you put, I use malunggay in ways that you can't imagine. I put it in a smoothie.
You know?
Smoothie. I put papaya, malunggay, cinnamon, which is anti-inflammatory and high in fiber, cinnamon, papaya or banana, malunggay powder, tapos ice, crushed ice, and yung lemongrass water, promise lasang green tea ice cream. Masarap siya together. Subukan nyo. Ulitin. Banana or papaya, cinnamon, malunggay powder, siguro mga 1/4 teaspoon ng malunggay, 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon. Tapos, yung lemongrass water, or ordinary water, or almond milk. And then, cocoa sugar. Ice. Yes. Guyaba, no? Kaya lang mahirap siyang i-obtain at seasonal siya. Pero,
Dok, paano gagawin ang malunggay powder? Air dry or a bilag sa araw?
Actually, pwede mo na siya mabiling ready-made. Nakakabili ka na ng malunggay powder na ready-made. Pero, pwede mong gawin yon. Pero I think, air dry yung iba eh. Alam ko yung pinaka magandang quality ng malunggay powder is air dry eh. If I'm not mistaken. Or, yeah. Those are the high quality malunggay.
Marami kasi kung malunggay doon pa. O paano mo, ano, air dried daw?
Oh, air dried. Ang alam ko, better quality.
Thank you, Lord. I've read that tomatoes are rich in vitamin C.
Yes, yes.
So, as a nutritionist,
yes.
As a nutritionist, what can you say about the tomato? Because I'm a tomato eater every day.
It is very, and lycopene is very good also. Okay, tomato, if you want to unleash the vitamin in tomato, cook it. The lycopene is unlocked if you cook it. Just heat it. Heating a unlocks the light of being in tomato.
Or you saw.
I want to share something.
Yeah,
so I make malunggay powder because I'm a pharmacist. I air dry it.
Mm-hmm.
Air dry it.
And pulverize it.
And pulverize it. And then put it in plastic sachets. And that's it.
How long does it last?
It depends on the weather.
And humidity, right?
Yes. Oh,
because if there's moisture.
Okay. Yes. Because the direct sunlight will destroy the content in there. And also, what I do with the malunggay is that I put it, I make it as a filling with my egg omelette.
That's another thing. Malunggay kirsch, malunggay rice, malunggay congee, malunggay everything.
Malunggay soup, malunggay smoothie na nga, eh, malunggay.
Yes.
Heather's question here. The tomato is a revelation, huh, to me. Diba? Yung tomato, to cook it.
Yeah, you unlock
the light. What about the one in the one that you can buy sa canned tomato?
Alam mo, sorry, but talagang if you buy that, you really have to spend on the organic.
Yung mahal na brand. Ha, sobrang mahal yun. Yung organic tomatoes in can. Because the others are also loaded with preservatives. Yeah. Yung mga chitan. Unfortunately.
Question pa. Okay, hold on here.
Ma'am, I would like to inquire kung gaano po katotoo na having liquid diet on carrots and apple can cure cancer.
Cure? Huwag natin gawing cure. Okay, let's not talk about cure. But can it help? I already said. Anybody can benefit from a gentle system, detox diet, free of allergens, heavy in nutrients. So there are, it's not a diet, it's a cleanse. What you're describing is a cleanse. So like, in fact, I prescribe a particular kind of cleanse for my clients to parang flush that. But I'm a nutritionist, I calculate the nutrients. So when I put my clients on a cleanse, nakakalculate. Merong enough protein for the day, which is coming from a vegetable source of protein. Pureed lahat yan. Juiced. Tapos yung juice, is it a centrifugal juicer? Is it a juicer that masticates? Does it keep the nutrients in place? Yes, I can advise you to supplement your eating, your solid food, with juices because it really helps. To cleanse, I can recommend, but not a daily dose of nothing else but that. Because then you won't get the nutrients that your body needs. But it will always help to give yourself carrots and vegetables and all. In fact, it's not just carrots, eh. Otherwise, you'll get when you become orange, the idea is to have a rainbow of colors. If you even make your juice, you eat a rainbow of colors all the time. You have your reds, your purples, your orange, your yellows, your greens, all the time.
Magtanong lang sana ako, ano po talaga ang katotohanan pag ano, cancer survivor ka, pwede ka ba kumain na, uminom ng coffee?
Oh, wow. Jury's out. Ako.
Ma'am, meron ito ako. Either, what I mean is raw coffee.
Yeah.
Or yung tablilla, yung yung raw ha?
Every time you go to the whole and the raw, you're always doing your body already a favor. caffeine in itself is not bad. Eh. It's really the process. Like, ako, I'll never recommend instant coffee, processed coffee, all the time. Kasi coffee has benefits talaga. It contains very potent antioxidants that help the body. Especially if you're taking it raw. But then, if you were advised by your doctor to stay away from caffeine or coffee, err in the side of caution. But not totally avoid it. If you were advised, I would not go against it. But I personally am going to say that coffee contains very powerful antioxidants that are beneficial to your body.
Kasi po, nabasa ko yun sa internet, ang coffee daw ay may composed yan ng 1,000 chemicals sa during sa process.
Uh-oh.
Yung out of 1,000, 98 doon daw ay
cancerous. That's why I'm saying it's the processing of it that makes it bad. It's not coffee itself. So yung, yes, just like anything else, the processing of it that makes it bad.
The decaf is processed.
Yes,
so that's
yes.
A no-no.
Yes.
You're talking about the beans that you grind. And
yeah, yeah.
So that would be good.
Yeah.
In the decaffeination of coffee, they use a chemical, yung formaldehyde. That's formalin.
Yeah. Formaldehyde.
Remove the caffeine.
In decaffeinated coffee.
It's called in organic chemistry sublimation of caffeine from tea and coffee.
Just like in aspartame,
right?
In aspartame, they use formaldehyde. In aspartame, sugar sweeteners. Oh, please don't tell me anybody's taking sugar sweetener. Artificial? None? Splenda? Equal? Sino nag-equal? Splenda, itigil na yesterday. Sa bayan, non-negotiable. I forgot that. Aside from artificial preservatives, artificial sweeteners. Ang pwede, there's stevia. Yeah.
Recently, I saw a study correlating MSG with the development of pancreatic cancer.
Pancreatic cancer.
MSG, wag na kayong umuwan ng MSG. Baka magkaroon pa tayo naman pancreatic, ano ba yun? No more na MSG, no more na. I would like to ask, because I cook
stevia.
Because ako nagduduto kasi ako, I don't put yung bouillon cubes. Because I don't know if it's, correct me if I'm wrong, meron ba yun?
MSG.
Bouillon, ano ba yung bouillon?
Nor sarap, magic sarap. MSG din yun.
Ganun talaga. Yung mga nagluluto dyan, huwag na alam nyo.
Sabaw ng sinigang. Sabaw ng sinigang.
Sinigang mix.
Meron pa tayong question dito. How many questions can we take na lang? Okay pa? Sige.
Na lang ako. Kasi halos lahat tayo dito gumagamit ng monosodium glutamate, no? MSG. So, instead na, para sa akin, ngayon na nalaman ko, okay ba na instead of using MSG, ang alternative is cocoa sugar? Kasi nasanay tayo parang medyo matamis-tamis kasi ang sabaw kung may MSG. So, okay ba kung maglagay tayo ng pinch lang ng...
Wala namang problema kung gusto mo manilis. Kaya lang, I think, okay, as a chef, to bring out umami, okay, because that's what it brings out, the umami flavor, there are certain things that you cook with para lumabas yung umami. Celery, for example. Mushrooms, if you can get. Mushrooms has natural MSG. Kasi it's glutamine, but it's not glutamine. So pag pinakuluan mo yung mushrooms, tapos yung i-reduce mo, alam mo, itabi mo yon. Yun ang pang-flavor mo. Kasi it contains the umami thing, yung sumasabog na flavor. Yun naman yun eh, malasa. What brings out mushrooms, celery, seaweed? Fresh mushroom. Oo. Pero if you reduce that brings out. Celery brings out the MSG flavor also.
So chef, it's like, kasi like what I do, I boil, what do you call this, bone.
Yeah.
This one, pwede yung mushroom,
yes.
Celery,
yes.
To
yeah.
make,
broth. Stock. Stock. And then when you reduce it, that brings out the umami flavor also.
Ano naman ang pwedeng not alternate, but instead of using yung tumigang na pack, kalamansi, sampalok, wala
naman. Ano ang pinakamadali na madami para pampaas? Of course, kamyas, if you can't find that. Bayabas is very different. May Tagalog line, yung local line. Malalaki, kasi kalamansi, ipigay mo sa isa, di ba?
Yeah.
Local line, malalaking line, yuan mo, mabilis siyang dain na.
I think, siguro mga 2 more questions and we're done.
Ma'am, may tanong lang po ako about the coconut sugar. Anong parts ng coconut ginawa yung sugar niya?
The sap. Sap. Coco sap. Parang, well, mukha siyang muscovado. No, sap, coco sap. Oh, may alam kayo man. Siya na daw.
Hindi, yung Coco Sugar, kasi I am working with the Department of Agriculture. So one time, pumunta kami kay Mr. Ben Lau, which is siya ang nagiging national farmer natin, organic. No? Nag-produce siya ng yung sa through vermicast, yung lahat na na-produce niya galing sa vermicast na kung anong kinaspray niya, Bernity, no? So nagaproduce siya ng coco sugar through yung tuba, no? Yung kanang tuba bitaw, pero without kanang tungog, no? Ewan ko ba sa Tagalog, hindi ko kasi ma basta without color, yung pure na white coco juice. So
sap na ba?
So ginaluto nila. For how many hours yun? Tapos, hanggang kagaya nung sugar na sa kanyang tubito na katubi na o kinugay, yun. Parang ganun, malaking mga kawa. Oo. So, marami siyang mga tauhan. Nag-produce sila ng coco sugar, si Ben Lau. Then, ngayon, nag-produce siya ng coco honey, which is nag-export na siya sa US. So, and then, marami siyang product na not only coco sugar, coco honey, meron pa siyang mga organically na made na yung parang mga pickles niya na out of coconut. Marami siya.
So, tuba, ang galing naman sa tuba. Meron pa tayo sa dito.
Is it okay to drink coke juice?
Yes. If there's one thing that will be okay, but not all the time, it will be Tipco. It's a brand. Oh, yes.
Kamis nun
Yeah. But well, only because it really contains fruit pressed extract.
Oh, okay.
They mix vegetables with, yes.
There's one brand. Yes.
All right. So I, sana we have more time. More time. I was already told by our, isa na lang.
Last na. Kasi yata, baka may iwan ako ng aeroplano.
Please bear with me. I'm a cancer survivor for 13 years. And as an input this afternoon, I would like to encourage you to drink natural tea. I have a backyard garden growing my own tea. Lemongrass tea, peppermint, chocolate tea, all kinds of bean. If you have, if you can visit mga flower shops na nagbebenta ng mint tea, please buy and grow your own tea. Lahat, every morning I drink that. I just grow my own tea and I drink 8 glasses of different tea a day. So mas maganda yon, mas mabilis ang recovery. So I hope you can grow your own plant and your own tea. Thank you. Thank you for lahat ng mga enlightenment na narinig natin for today. And of course, Nadine, thank you so much. Do you have anything more to say?
No. Pleasure. Had fun. This is so fun. You're fun.
Thank you for being with us, sharing your all this information that will be able to help us. And of course, thank you for Dr. Divina who stayed with us and also answered questions. And have a great day. We will still have other things to do from here.